All righty. So we are here today. We're doing a little interview with Kasia Bothman, and we're gonna hear about her story and talk about how not only how she has like transformed not only just her body, but really her mind and kind of some cool epiphanies that she's learned through this journey. And it's not just the time she's been with us. She has a really cool story even way before that. And we've been working together and known each other for a really long time. We have lots of history, which is really cool to be able to see all the way from back when, like when you were in high school to where you are now, which is like super awesome. And so without further ado, if you are new here though, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness. I'm a real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And like I said, today we have a really special guest. We have Kasia, Wealthy Body Bothman, inside the podcast tank today. And I'm excited for you guys to hear her story and for her to be able to tell her story as well. So, Kasia, without further ado, tell us a little bit about you and your backstory and how you ended up here on this podcast with me today.
Well, it's been a lifelong journey of obstacles that I had a really hard time overcoming. And I got to a point in my life, especially after COVID happened, and we were all indoors and we were all not taking the best care of ourselves because we felt like we were forced to stay inside and not do anything about it. And after COVID happened, I just hit the lowest point. Both mentally and physically, that I've ever experienced in my entire life. And I knew that something needed to change. And I kept seeing Logan's Wealthy Body Challenge all over Facebook. I interacted with one of the posts and he reached out to me, and it was just like a sign that something needed to change. And he was my way to help me figure out my wealthy body to a better level and overcome these lowest points in my life.
Yeah, and so I can already tell you like that's it's emotional and it's real. Like, and I can already hear it just in the way you're talking about it. And so, like, tell us like what are some of these challenges that you've been facing, and they obviously were really magnified during COVID. But what are some of these things that you've been facing over the last couple of years that are they referring to?
I was facing depression as well as excessive weight gain. Not really saying that I was good enough for anything. I was choosing food over everything. I was not allowing my brain to think positively about myself because I felt like I didn't deserve
Yeah.
to become the better version of me that I know I could be.
That's some pretty powerful stuff, right? Some pretty like powerful negative stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so as you kind of look back at, you know, your journey. So again, like we've been actually been working together. Like we started working together when you were in high school, which is where you're like 16 or 17 years old, right?
That's 10 years ago.
Yeah. And so obviously, like, tell me some of the things that you've done in the last 10 years. And then as you kind of know what you know now, like with the mindset being like the top of the mountain. What are some of the things you tried in the last 10 years? And as you look at it now, like why didn't those things work for you?
In the past, what I would try is the different diet fads because those are forced in your face off of Facebook, Instagram, anything like that. They're forced in your face. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try it. Was looking for easy, quick, go-tos that I didn't have to invest much of my time in. I always felt like I was too busy. And I use that as an excuse not to fully invest in myself. That was my number one go-to thing to do, especially through college. I was in college for 6 years, and my habits kept going downhill further and further with me trying to find a quick, easy solution, not really changing my daily lifestyle or my habits or my mindset. I was just trying to find the quickest way to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And then constantly not seeing those results within like 3 weeks, it would start a pattern of giving up, binge eating, overeating some more, and then it would restart this vicious cycle of I can't do this, and then it started the cycle of my mindset going downhill because I felt like there was nothing happening. So that kept going on for a few years, and then that brought me here, and it's amazing how much my mindset has changed and how much I choose to invest in myself every single day, and how much easier it has become to understand this process and change my lifestyle habits. And it makes me wish that I did this way earlier in life. I should have just started with this in the beginning versus those quick 3-week lose 10 pound programs.
I think, I mean, what you're saying is so powerful because you're obviously the one who's done that before. A lot of people who are watching this, they are either in your situation or been in your situation or even looking for that situation. And so you're talking a lot about mindset and lifestyle. I think ultimately people on some level understand that's what they want to get to. But kind of describe to me a little bit, like how have you got to that place where you've allowed to like push away this like quick fix mentality and like instant gratification, be able to like have a like play this what I call the long game and look at it sustainably. Like what's really allowed you to be able to do that?
The moment, actually, it was like a clarifying moment towards the beginning of this program where I realized I needed to change kind of my thought process and what I kept telling myself in my head. It had to change from certain language of quick fixes, quick, fast, speedy. I had to get rid of those words, specific words, and I had to change it to investing. That invest word has just been so powerful to me because it's investing takes time. It's not a fast solution. It's a everyday choice that you have to make. And so that moment of changing those words to realizing that it's going to take time, it's going to take effort, it's going to result a long-term goal that I'm going to be thankful for the rest of my life.
That's awesome. And so when you talk about that word invest, right, and you're talking about time and effort, is it the word invest, do you use that one by itself? Do you pair it with some other words? Do you have like any specific like mantras or things that you use that really resonate with you?
Well, my number one has been I invest in my body, and I invest what I'm putting into my body, what I'm doing to keep my body healthy, both physically and mentally. But it also goes along with my other sayings that I say to myself every day, which is, I got this. I know I got this. I believe I got this. I know that I got this, which has helped me believe that I choose the confidence that I see in myself every single day, and that I choose to love myself every single day because I know I got this and I chose to invest in my body. And so I chose my mantras based on, they kind of run off of each other. They're all one big thing for me.
So powerful, so powerful. And if you don't mind, like, is there like an example that pops up where you were able to like use these mantras either like in the moment or maybe before, maybe even after something happened where you're like, okay, like this actually, it helped you solidify that you are this person and that you're not like you're not the old, you know, the old person, the old, then like now you, like we call it inside our community, you're wealthy bodies. Like, was there like a moment in there that comes to mind where you're like, okay, like use those mantras, use that belief to help propel you forward rather than something that made you doubt yourself or fear or even give up or quit?
I have a couple examples with both exercise and food choices, actually. One of the earlier times when I figured out my mantras with you earlier, I was really not feeling like going and working out that day. I was feeling a little down mentally. I just didn't want to go. But before I chose the I invest my body part mantra, I said I got this a lot. And I would tell myself that day before I decided to give up on going to work out for that day is I got this. I know I got this, which led me to the workout and reminding myself that I feel so good after the workout. I feel my body, both mentally and physically, feel really good after the workout. All those happy brain thoughts come back. And that just, I got this, has just been helping me through, pushing through the exercises when I really don't want to go work out for the day. Another example with food is, surprisingly, I don't crave too much, but when I do, it's like a really aggressive craving. And it's usually the salty foods that get me, that I'm craving. And I'll see it and I'll be like, I really want that food. I really want those chips right now. But I tell myself that I choose to love myself, which to me, that means I choose to put what's in my body that's going to be good for my body, because I love my body and I want to continue loving it for the rest of my life. And so that really helped me deter away from a lot of the chip urges that I really wanted. But just reminding myself that what I put in my body will determine how I love myself. And I really want to be able to love myself the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And I think everyone who's listening, like, they want to get to that point. Like what you're saying, just like, I'm sure people are like, how did you do that? And so like, is there anything tactical that someone, if you can like give yourself advice that you would give yourself, like your advice or somebody who's like, who's back to where you were, you know, even just a couple months ago, like what sort of advice would you give them to be able to get them to a place where they can just say what you just said right there?
You have to, for me, I had to accept that it's going to be mentally challenging. I had to accept that the challenges that I'm going to face day to day are the choices I'm going to make. And it's either going to be positive choices in the end, or it's going to be a negative consequence towards whatever your goal is. And for me personally, that was after I ate that chip, I knew that I'm going to look at myself a little different and I'm going to have less confidence in myself. And so primarily changing my mindset and understanding the challenges that I'm about to face and coming to acceptance that it's going to be okay in the end made it worth everything that I'm learning.
It's awesome. So it's basically just like having the right expectation that like, it's not going to be quick. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be all these things that you get that people sell people on. It's like, you have to invest. And like you said, investing, like it takes time, it takes effort. And so it sounds like you just had the right expectation. Like that, having the right expectation just helped you almost just be at peace with slowing the process down. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
And so the one thing you talked about is like challenges, right? And so I think, again, just if we're setting the right expectations for anybody who's out there listening, it's like, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be what most people would consider as setbacks or even maybe failures along the way, right? I have to call them lessons. I have to call them opportunities for you to just learn and to be able to continue to cement that you are this new person, you will continue moving forward, right? And so and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, actually. And so like, tell us about like a challenge or obstacle or a setback that you've had, and then what allowed you to continue to keep going, where in the past you might have just felt down on yourself and so much guilt or shame that you ended up just like sabotaging and quitting, where this time you're like, okay, I'm gonna do things differently, right?
Mm-hmm. The number one thing that comes to mind that was the primary challenge of this whole thing was alcohol at family events, at 21st birthday parties, soon to be bachelorette party. The biggest example of that challenge that I tried to overcome was a couple months ago. It was my sister's 21st birthday. And I had a huge conversation with John about this. And we came up with a game plan of, before I went there, needed to think about this obstacle that's about to happen in my life where it's going to involve a lot of alcohol. And I knew I did not want to derail off this program at all. I didn't want to have any setbacks. I tried to make it so I didn't have the challenge, but I knew that was going to be a challenge I had to face. So me and John sat down and we came up with a game plan. We came up with many ways to remind myself that these are my choices. It's not other people's choices. They're my personal choices that I need to make and not allow anyone else to make those choices for me. And so having that kind of mindset about the challenges has helped me learn these lessons with the alcohol consumption and not allowing myself to drink alcohol, especially if it was for a celebration of a 21st birthday or if it's for a bachelorette party. And that was a huge obstacle that I felt like I succeeded really well. And I felt so good afterwards because I had the support of my family, and I didn't realize that so much of the thought process was coming from internal and thinking that they're going to assume things versus me just telling them and them accepting that my choices are bettering my life.
That's awesome. That's so cool. That's so cool. And what were some of those, like, explain that feeling that you got when you were able to be in those situations and you're able to reflect on it. Like, what are some of the feelings that came about that?
Well, the feelings for me actually kind of happened the following day, because it was a huge long night process. And I did kind of think during that day, the 21st birthday, that people were going to think of me differently. They weren't going to think I was the same person. They were going to, I kept like thinking these doubts that other people were going to think of me. But after I pushed through and continually chose myself and reminded myself that they are supporting my decisions, the next day I woke up and I didn't have any regret, which is huge for me, not having any regrets about my choices. And I felt so good. My mind was on a high from making the choices I did the day before.
That's so powerful. I think what I catch from that is there's really two lessons, right? The first one is that just be open and transparent with the people who are around you. And like, especially with the way that you presented it, like everyone was very accepting, and obviously it came from a very loving and authentic standpoint. And people can recognize that. And you truly meant it, right? I think sometimes people get in these situations where they're actually on a diet or they're on some sort of plan. And they're like, hey, like, I'm not supposed to drink. You know? Yeah. But obviously it was clear the way that you presented it, that you got that, acceptance because of how you presented it. Because they could tell it was authentic and it was real. And the people you were around actually do care about you as well. That's the second piece as well, is people really do care about you. And if you present it in that way, they will accept you. And if they don't accept you, then maybe you're not around the right people.
Right? Exactly.
I think that's the big lesson, or the first lesson. And then the second thing is just like how good that you feel after that, right? You feel like that confidence, you put that belief in yourself. Because ultimately, like, it's not about the drinking or not drinking, it's just about the, you know what you need to do. Like, we talk about this a lot with like our intuition being really strong, and like, it tells us what we need to do. And so it's like not drinking is not the goal, but it's like listening to your intuition, know what you need to do right now and being able to trust that is the goal. Right. And so I would say it's like, it's just a no for right now, but it's also a yes to something else right now. So it might be no to drinking, but it's saying yes to belief in yourself. And then eventually you get so much belief in yourself that all of a sudden, maybe, you know, down the timeline, there becomes a situation where alcohol is not the thing because you have so much control, you have so much belief in yourself that it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Right? Or maybe it should become something you don't ever do again. Like, it literally, like, it doesn't matter. That's not the point of it. I think so many people get so fixated on like, I have to either be a drinker or not a drinker. I have to, like, you know, go off plan or on plan. Like, it's so binary, and that's just not the case. And I think your decision-making process and that whole process and how you just talked about it is, like, that's the thing to focus on is, number one, be transparent, be communicative. And then number two is, like, trust your intuition. Like, you know what you need to do,
right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so tell me this. So obviously we're talking a lot about mindset stuff. And, like, obviously, like, we both know, like, that's the big change that needs to happen is up here. But what are some of the physical transformations that you've seen in your journey thus far?
It's amazing. that first picture, that first progress picture that I did, and I remember you telling me to look at it, and I sat there and I looked at that picture, and I can tell within that picture, I was not happy with the way I looked. And I was not excited to take that picture at all. I was not looking forward to not seeing transformation, which was a terrible mindset in the very beginning, but I kept faith, which led to the second picture, which I almost cried from joy seeing the physical changes. I showed everyone the changes, and I'm like, they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm choosing my body and my wealthy body. I'm like, I'm literally getting myself to a wealthy body. I have lost almost 20 pounds, which is amazing. It's probably going to be, it's been like 3 years since I've weighed this much, like less, which is an awesome feeling that my choices every day are resulting in a better lifestyle physically. I'm really excited to be able to do the sports all day without feeling pain or exhaustion or any kind of soreness, especially with my past injuries. For example, I had my first softball tournament three weekends ago. I lose all track of time. Anyway, it is the first softball tournament where my arm has not hurt after 2 full days of throwing from the outfield. And to me, that's a huge win with physical transformations, because it has been years since I haven't felt pain from throwing a softball from outfield. And so knowing that my choices that I've been making every day have been helping towards that definitely made me want to keep going always and forever.
And so it's great you say that, because I think that, you know, like when he first signed up, and not just for this program, like everyone has goals when they sign up for a program. Like they think they have goals in what they think they can achieve. And so how have your goals adjusted now that you've seen the light, you see what it is, like how have your goals adjusted since that point?
In the beginning, my goals were bettering my mental health and losing a specific weight. It was very just straightforward, to the point kind of goals. But now that the program's moved on and I'm a few months in, my goals have gotten more in depth, and I've changed them to strengthening my body for certain activities, strengthening my mind for the daily challenges that I'm going to face. I've definitely noticed that my goals are getting more specific towards certain things that I didn't even think about in the beginning, that you kind of just forget about in the beginning because you're so fixed on losing weight that you don't remember that there's other parts of your body that also need improvement on that you kind of just forget about.
Dude, everything you're saying warms my heart, and hopefully the people out there, they're hearing it too. And you know, it's, we all want to lose weight. We all want to feel better, but that's not going to, like, in, you can even be a testament of that too. It's not going to actually fulfill you. What's going to fulfill you is like the person you become. It's the experiences, the challenges. It's the way you think differently, the way you look at life through a different lens. And like the weight loss is like, it's awesome, right? Don't get me wrong. Like it's definitely like a huge, like icing on the cake. But if that's all that you're looking for, that's why most people like yo-yo up and down. And you can even experience this in the past. Like if you just focused on like that tactical piece and you don't change this up here, like you can lose weight, but then you'll gain it back because you're still the same person. Right? And ultimately when you're able to change you as a human being, the cool part is like these 20 pounds won't, like they will not come back unless you up here goes back to your old habits and your old mindset, right? But you as a different person, you as a wealthy body, like now the sky is the limit. You can use this as a way for you to go to the next level on maybe your relationships, maybe it's your finances, maybe it's continuing your health journey. Like there's so many other avenues that that this basically gives you a blueprint to tackle. And that's why this is called Wealthy Body, right? Because it's like, it's about more than just looking a certain way, but it's having wealth, you know, and wealth is measured in time. You know, it's not measured in a certain amount of weight. It's not measured in a certain look, but it's measured in like the time you get back for yourself, right? I think that's what it's ultimately all about.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
And so let me ask you this. So, and I kind of asked it earlier, but I think it's important. So you obviously have core results, your mindset is on point. And so let's take someone who's out there listening right now, and they were where you were a few months back, right? And they're doubting themselves. They've tried everything under the sun. They just don't believe in themselves. What sort of advice do you give this person as they're like looking at, they know they need to do something. They just have no idea where to start or what to do.
I'm a huge fan of mental health, and I believe that it starts with your mental health. It starts with changing your mind and how you think things through, how you choose things, how you feel about yourself mentally, if you're willing to go the distance, if it's all about your choices. And mentally, that was the biggest thing to help me. And that has been my primary goal this whole entire time. Because like I said before, my mental health was a huge challenge to me. And that was the number one thing holding me back. Because yeah, I can go to the gym and work through the motions and eat whatever this for the day. But if my mind wasn't in the space that I need it to be, I was gonna end up right back where I started. Yeah. And so having those changes mentally helped me, and I know will help many others overcome the challenges and the obstacles that they're facing with the ultimate goal of weight loss and keep it off.
And is there anything that you'd recommend or any tactical to help people like help them get their mental health in order?
I always think that's a hard question because everyone's a little different in their own little way with how they think things through. I recommend almost what I did. Take that picture, look at it, think about how it's making you feel, think about what you need to change mentally to get you to your goals. I've had some teaching experience, and I keep thinking about trying to include all the different ways people learn best, do best kind of things. I did a lot of research to get options about mental health, how to help me learn better, how to help me figure out how to change my mindset. And I feel like if people do the time, if they're willing to do the time, to do that research on how they learn best, what they need to help with their mind, themselves, to help them learn the best, to help them change their mindset the best, I feel like it's worth it all in the end.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
But there is no end. So it's an ongoing life process that it's gonna continue on.
Exactly. I think that's important to understand. Again, it's the same mindset you just talked about. It's like, it's not a start, stop, finish line. It's not like 3 weeks, I'm done. And that's why it's so important to like take care of this. That way, this will follow behind what you do up here. You're not, if you're just listening to some point in my head, right? So you must take care of your mindset before you can, before your body reflects that. So Keja, your story is amazing. And the way you talk through it is really, it's really helpful. It was helpful for me. I know it may be even helpful for you, and definitely helpful for the people out there as well who are listening. So like Keja said, go ahead and like take care of your mindset first. And I'll piggyback that saying is like, if you want to do what Keja did also, like you can join this program and we'll help you walk through that process as well and help you get a little more clear on what you want. But outside of that, Keja, I really appreciate you. I appreciate your insight and your help. And just appreciate you. So.
I appreciate you guys too, Logan. You guys have helped
a ton. Sure. Thank you so much for your time. And all right. Everybody else listening out there, again, give us some comments, some likes, some loves to Keja. And again, if you're interested in joining the program, just reach out and we'll get you hooked up as well. So, all right, guys, we'll chat with you soon. Bye.